Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving into a deep analysis of Aytco Holdings, ticker symbol ORBS, a company that's been making some intriguing moves in the tech and AI space. If you're curious about whether this stock is worth your attention as a long-term investment, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and more. Let's get started. First off, let's set the stage. Aytco Holdings is a company that's been evolving rapidly. While it started with a focus on inventory management and corrugated packaging solutions in North America and Europe, it's recently pivoted towards something much more exciting, building technology infrastructure for AI authentication, verification, and proof of human identification. This shift positions them in a high-growth area, and with some big investments in names like OpenAI and MissaBeast, they're definitely catching eyes. So let's break down what this company is all about and whether the numbers back up the hype. Diving into Aytco's background, this is a US-based company in the technology distributors industry, part of the broader tech sector. They're a small player with just 23 full-time employees, but don't let that fool you, they've got a market cap of around $200 million as of the latest data. Led by CEO Kevin J. O'Donnell, Aytco is carving out a niche in AI-driven solutions, which is a bold move away from their traditional packaging roots. Their website, aytco.holdings, gives a glimpse into their vision of advancing the AI revolution, and recent news shows they're backing that up with some serious investments, like $90 million in OpenAI and $25 million in Beast Industries. This isn't your typical small-cap stock, folks. It's got some unique angles we need to explore. Now, let's talk revenue. Looking at the latest figures for fiscal year 2025, Aytco reported total revenue of about $33 million. Breaking it down by segment, their corrugated packaging business brought in roughly $1.8 million, which is a smaller piece of the pie compared to their overall operations. Geographically, Europe is a major contributor with over $30 million in revenue, while North America accounts for about $4.3 million. This shows a heavy reliance on the European market, which could be a double-edged sword depending on regional economic conditions. Revenue has been a bit of a roller coaster over the past few years, peaking at $67.6 million in 2023 before dipping in subsequent years. It's clear they're in a transition phase, and I'm curious to see if their AI focus will drive more consistent growth moving forward. Shifting to earnings, let's unpack their recent performance. In 2025, Aytco posted a massive net loss of $262 million, translating to an EPS of -$4.14. That's a stark contrast to 2024, where they actually turned a small profit of $735.39, or 40 cents per share. Going back to 2023, losses were hefty again at $68.3 million. This inconsistency is a red flag for me. Profitability is nowhere near stable. Their gross profit margin is razor thin at 1.6%, and a net profit margin of -794% in 2025 is just brutal. It looks like they're burning cash on big investments or operational shifts, and as investors, we need to ask if these bets will pay off. Let's take a closer look at their financial health through the balance sheet and cash flow statements. As of 2025, Aytco has $58.5 million in cash and cash equivalents, which is a solid liquidity position with a current ratio of 13.6, meaning they can easily cover short-term liabilities. Total assets stand at $250 million, while total liabilities are much lower at $18 million, giving them a decent equity position of $232.6 million. However, retained earnings are deeply negative at $304.5 million, reflecting years of accumulated losses. On the cash flow side, 2025 showed negative operating cash flow of $28,402 and negative free cash flow of $72,892. They're not generating cash from operations, which is concerning, especially with ongoing investments. Debt to equity is low at 0.035, so they're not over-leveraged, but without positive cash flow, sustainability is a question mark. Now let's talk valuation. Aytco's current price-to-sales ratio is 6.36, which is on the higher side for a company with inconsistent earnings. Their price-to-earnings ratio is negative due to losses, so it's not a useful metric right now. Enterprise value is around $159 million, less than their market cap of $200 million, reflecting their cash position. Compared to the industry average PE of 18.24 in the technology distributor space, 8co isn't exactly a bargain if we consider future earnings potential. The high beta of 2.9 also signals significant volatility, so this is a riskier play. I'd say the valuation looks speculative, driven more by their AI narrative than hard financials. All right, let's break down 8co through a SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, their pivot to AI infrastructure and investments in high-profile names like OpenAI give them a unique position in a booming sector. Their strong liquidity, with a current ratio over 13, is another plus. On the weaknesses side, inconsistent revenue and massive net losses, especially that $262 million hit in 2025, are glaring issues. Their negative cash flow also raises concerns about operational sustainability. For opportunities, the AI market is exploding, and if they can carve out a niche in authentication and verification tech, there's huge upside. Plus, partnerships like the one with Futurum Group for an AI trust scoring platform could be a game changer. On the threats front, heavy reliance on Europe for revenue exposes them to regional risks, and competition in AI is fierce. Big players could easily overshadow them. Overall, it's a high-risk, high-reward setup. Looking at recent performance, 8co stock has been a wild ride. Over the past week, it's up 3.39%, which is a nice short-term bump. But zoom out and the picture gets uglier, down 20.78% over the past month and a brutal 60.9% over 3 months. Over the past year, it's down 15.86%, underperforming both its industry and the broader tech sector, which saw gains of 0.5% and 9.91% respectively over the same period. With a current price of Lala 1 cents, it's trading in penny stock territory, and that high beta of 2.9 means expect more volatility. Short term, there could be some momentum if news like their OpenAI investment keeps driving buzz, but long term, I'm cautious given the downtrend. Now, let's try to pin down an intrinsic value for 8co. Given their negative earnings and cash flow, a traditional discounted cash flow model is tricky to apply with confidence. Their business model is in transition, and future revenue from AI initiatives is speculative at this point. Instead of forcing a number, I'll lean on market sentiment and comparable metrics. With a price-to-sales ratio of 6.36 and an enterprise value of $159 million, the market is pricing in some growth expectations. However, without clearer profitability, it's hard to say if the stock is undervalued or overvalued, strictly on fundamentals. Wrapping up the intrinsic value piece, I'd say 8co's current price of $1.01 reflects more hype than substance right now. If their AI bets pay off, there could be significant upside. But as it stands, the financials don't support a strong case for intrinsic value above the current market price. This is more of a speculative play for risk-tolerant investors. So, what's the final verdict on 8co Holdings? Look, this is a fascinating story. A small company making big bets on AI and tech innovation with investments in names like OpenAI. But the financials are messy. Massive losses, negative cash flow, and a volatile stock price make this a high-risk investment. If you're a long-term investor, I'd wait for more signs of profitability or revenue growth from their AI initiatives before jumping in. For now, it's more of a speculative play for those comfortable with uncertainty. What do you think about 8co? Drop your thoughts in the comments. And if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. See you in the next video.